Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel. We begin on Gimel, Omid Aleph, 11 line downs from the top, where we have the words Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. The Masas Asas changes around the gear so to be Amar Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak. In any event, this Amor is said the following. Halacha, we paskin for the sides of a sukkah, shete machzekes rosho virubo vishulchano. That the size of a sukkah, the minimal size of a sukkah to be kosher, has to be one that can accommodate a person's head, most of his body, and his shulchan, and his table. That is the essential for sleeping in the sukkah, which is the minimal requirement in terms of the size. You can see a beautiful diagram. This is the illustrated Gemara on page 4, diagram number 10, which shows, according to Rashi, a person lying down, most of his bed's not in the sukkah, but he's lying somewhat on his side, and most of his body is in the sukkah, and his head is in the sukkah, and there would be a little table there as well. And this takes up his body, most of his body and his head is 6 tefachim, and the shulchan takes up a additional tefach, and Rashi adds a little bit more mashu because, as I mentioned, the Menachem Eishev Nefesh says it's impossible to guarantee that it's exactly 7.000 by 7.000, and therefore one adds on a little bit extra to make sure that they're certainly over. It's like, for example, you're weighing out cookies in a store. You want to give the person a pound, so you give them a little bit more than a pound. You throw in an extra cookie in order to make sure that you're not under selling, that you're giving a right amount, so you give a little bit more rather than giving a little bit less. So this is the Shita Rashi. If you look in on page 5, the illustrated Gemara, on diagram number 14, he shows you a more classical description, not the person lying down, but a person sitting up, and he's sitting at a table, and he has his feet possibly sticking outside the sukkah, although that's not clear in this diagram, but you see that the person is, his head and most of his body is in the sukkah, and he has a table that's one tefach, and that's the more classical way of looking at it, not that the person is lying down, but the person is sitting up. Interesting, this whole discussion amongst the Achronim as to whether it's l'chatchila preferable to have your entire body in there or not. So some want to bring a riot from the fact that if you have a table that's more than 10 tefachim tall and your feet are under the table, nobody's concerned about that, even though technically that would be your feet aren't in the sukkah. So they bring down from some of the poskim that you see that l'chatchila we don't require that the entire body be there. Others say no, that we do require the entire body l'chatchila to be in the sukkah, and it's only b'dieved that this is an acceptable size of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. In any event, the Gemara continues, and Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak or Rav Huna said that this din is the halacha that the sukkah has to be 7 by 7 tefachim. So I'm only Rabbi Abba asks him, and he says, Kiman, whose opinion do you go like? This is the opinion of Beis Shammai, do you really hold like Beis Shammai in this situation? So I'm like, so Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak or Rav Huna says back to him, to Rabbi Abba, yeah, Elo Kiman, who else is there to go like? We don't have a choice. Beis Shammai's opinion is the correct opinion over here. Eger d'Amri, others had a slightly different version. Amar Rabbi Abba had asked this Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak or Rav Huna bar Yitzchak, and he said to him, Dama Lochmani, you're saying over this halacha, in whose name are you saying this over? So he definitively states, Amalei, I'm saying it over, Beis Shammai velo sazuz mina. It is the opinion of Beis Shammai, but this is the correct opinion, and we don't budge from this opinion. This is the halacha lemaisa. We paskin, this is one of those situations where we paskin like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. Now, we're going to question this whole idea of the 7 by 7 tochen. Maskabel, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, is the following shayla, Mimai, de Beis Shammai, Ubeis Hillel, Besukkah, Ketana, Pligi. Who says that this is the machlokas between Mishama and Hillel? Beis Hillel, you're telling me, allows 6 tochen. They don't hold that you require the shulchan. You just have to have your rosh, the rubo, and most of your body, which only takes up 6 tefachim. And Beis Hillel is saying 6 tefachim, and it's Beis Shammai who says 7 tefachim. Interestingly, there are those that want to suggest that Beis Hillel says that it's 6 by 6, and Beis Shammai says it's 7 by 6, but most say that Beis Shammai is saying 7 by 7 tefachim. In any event, is this the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Besukkah, Ketana, Pligi? Is really this the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Maybe it's actually about something else. Everybody agrees that the minimal size is 7 by 7. Dilma besukkah gedola pligi. Maybe the machlokis that you're referring to between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has nothing to do with a sukkah b'tzimtzum, a very, very small sukkah. But maybe it's talking about kagon, uchagon, the yosef, apuma de metulsa. Metulsa means shade, and the sukkah, by definition, as we pointed out from Rashi yesterday, is called schach, which is sukkah. So the person is sitting right by the opening to a sukkah. Again, most of their sukkahs were three-walled sukkahs. They had an open fourth side to allow the air to come in. So maybe the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is that a person is sitting at the opening area of his sukkah. His body and his head are totally in the sukkah, v'shulchano b'sol chabayis. But his table is in the house. And again, if you're having trouble picturing this, there are nice diagrams of this in the illustrated Gemara on page 5, diagram number 15, or in the Perush Chai on page 6, diagram number 20. And in this scenario that we just said, Beis Shammai says, listen, technically you're in a kosher sukkah. It's a big, large sukkah, and you at your head and your body are there. However, the rabbis made a gzera that this is not good. Gazrina, and the rabbis were concerned, Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchano. If your table with the food on it is in the house and not in the sukkah, you may lean over to go get the food, and as a result, your head will now be outside the sukkah. So therefore, the rabbi said, if you don't have the table in the sukkah, don't eat there. It's not good. And Beis Hillel says, no, we don't make such a gzeira. Beis Hillel says, Logia Gazrina. We don't make such a gzeira. So maybe this is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. In fact, they all agree on the minimal size of a sukkah, 7x7. And I'll show you, Gemara says that this is right, v'daikanami, because look at the Mishnah. We're going to have this Mishnah on Dav Zayin, but this is also a Mishnah found in a number of other places, in Gemara and Brachos, in Erevin, and this Mishnah says as follows, Diktani. It says there, Mishaya Rosho Veruba Basukkah, V'Shulchan B'Sochabayis. Our exact scenario, where the person's head and the majority of his body is in the sukkah, but the table is in the house. It says there, B'Veirish, Beis Shammai Poslin, Beis Shammai says that that's a posel of sukkah, or Beis Hillel Machshirin, and Beis Hillel says that it is perfectly good. Now, if you're telling me over here, if you're going to explain to me that this is talking about a pure size of a sukkah, so then it should have used the terminology, can it hold the person's head and their body without the shulchan, and can it hold the person's head and the body with the shulchan? So it should have used the terminology of machzekes, the eino machzekes, if you wanted to argue that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about the size of the sukkah, as opposed to whether they're arguing about did they make a gzeira or not. And since they say over here, poslin Beis Shammai says it's not a good situation, it's because of the gzeira. Beis Hillel Machshirin, they say, no, we allow this. So the diuk from that Mishnah later in the Masechta, in Daf Zayin, is going to be that, in fact, we are dealing here with a larger sukkah, and we're not having the machlos between the Hillel and the Shammai on the smaller sukkah. Now keep this Mishnah that we just brought down here from Dav Zayin Omid Beis in mind, because we're going to come back to this a little bit later on. So right now we're using this Mishnah as a raya that Beis Hillel and the Shammai are not arguing about a small size sukkah. They're arguing about, do we or do we not make a gzeira in this situation? Where it says, really? Is that so? Or besukkah k'tana lo pligi? Really? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel aren't arguing about whether the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tvachim or 6 tvachim? I'll show you that that's not correct, because Vatanya, we have a Beferish Braisa, where it uses the Lashon of Machzekis. It says, Machzekis Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano K'sheira. If you have the head, most of the body, and the table, then it's a kosher sukkah. In other words, 7 tvachim. And on this Braisa, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe disagrees and says, no, 7 tvachim is not enough. Achei ba arba amos al arba amos. Rebbe's opinion is that the minimal size of a sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos, a much, much larger size minimal sukkah. Now, that's one Braisa. So it's Rebbe saying that you need to have 4 amos by 4 amos, and the Tanakhama over here says that 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, Machazek is Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchano, is adequate. So this price is a machlokis between 7 Tvachim versus 4 Amos. But then we have another price of Tanya Yidach, and here it says, Beferish, the Rebbe holds his same shita, Kol Sukkah Shein Ba'arba Amos Al Arba Amos Pesula. The Sukkah doesn't have 4 Amos by 4 Amos, it's not a kosher Sukkah. And here, you have the opinion that argues with Rebbe, V'Chachamim Omrim, Afilu Eino Machazek is El Rosh of Ruba K'shera. Here the Chachamim hold that you only need 6 Tvachim, you need to have his head and most of his body in order to be a kosher Sukkah. So now we have a problem. We have Rebbe, consistent, that says 4 amos by 4 amos, but in one situation, the first Braisa says Bar Plukta says it's 7 tvachim, and second Braisa says Bar Plukta says it's 6 tvachim. Now, the second Braisa, Vilu Shulchano lo kitani, so Kashin Ahadadeh. So now we seem to have the Bar Plukta of Rebbe is seemingly inconsistent. In one place he says it's 7 tvachim, the first Braisa, in the second place he doesn't require the Shulchan, seems to say it's 6 tvachim. So what must it be? Elolav Shmamina. So the way to reconcile this is to say that one Braisa is the opinion of Beis Shammai, the first one, and the second Braisa, the Bar Plukta of Rebbe, is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So there really are three opinions over here. And clearly, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue whether it's 6 Tvachim or 7 Tvachim. Rebbe's consistent. He always says it's 4 Amos by 4 Amos. That we're not interested in. But this is a Raya. Clearly, that there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to the smallest size of a sukkah. Beis Hillel says 6 tvachim, and Beis Shammai says 7 tvachim. And Omer Mazutra, he says, I'll show you that this is right. Masnisin nami daika. A later Mishnah, this will be on Dav Chav Ches, is going to show you that our understanding that there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to the smallest size of a sukkah is in fact right. Because it says over there, Midiktani, Beis Shammai postlin or Beis Hillel machshirin, it says over there that Beis Shammai says the sukkah in this situation is posel, and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. Now, if you're telling me that they're only arguing about the inside of a house, the misa, Beis Shammai omrim lo yotza, or Beis Hillel omrim yotza, miboyle. Then the terminology that they should have used is yotza or lo yotza, rather than saying postlin or machshirin, because you're not talking about whether the sukkah is kosher or not, you're talking about whether we make a gzeira or not. So since it didn't say yotza or lo yotza, so clearly it's talking about the size of the sukkah. Beis Shammai says it's possible because it's only six tefachim. The minimum shear is seven tefachim. And Beis Hillel says no, the minimum shear is six tefachim and it's kosher. So we see from the Mishnah on Dav Chav Ches that the diuk is that in fact Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai do in fact argue about the minimal size of a sukkah. So that now returns the question to the way it was originally. So the Gemara says, "Velo kasha mi shahaya." What about the Mishnah on Dav Zayin, which we just said? That's what I pointed out before. We're going to come back to this. There it seemed to say that we're dealing with the house, the shulchan in the house, and the body is outside, so in the sukkah. And we said, are you gozer or not gozer? And that was a machlokis. So we seem to have a contradiction between these two mishnayos. Now Rashi actually isn't goris the words velakasha mishahaya. He says it's unnecessary. In any event, we seem to have this stira. So the Gemara says, liolim, both are right. Bitarti pligi. There are two machlokis over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Both revolve around the same idea. One is the size of the sukkah, and the other one is, do we make a gzeira when you have a concern that the person may pull his head out? Pligi b'sukkah katana. They're arguing about whether the minimum size of the sukkah is six or seven tefachim, and they also argue that even if you have a larger sukkah, pligi b'sukkah gedola, and there they're arguing about whether we do and do not make the gzeira. And the way to understand this is v'chisuri mechzav ha'chitani. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. You read the Mishnah as if it's missing certain words which fill in this information. Mishaya rosh v'ruba v'sukkah. If a person, his head and his body are in the sukkah. Now here, the question will be about the shulchan on the table. According to this version, v'shulchano b'soch habayis. But the shulchan is not in the house. You're dealing with a large sukkah, and the size of the sukkah is not the problem, but the shulchan's in the house. So Beis Shammai says, we make a gzeira, and therefore, Beis Shammai omrim lo yotza, because we're concerned that you may lean over and you'll eat in the house where the table is. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel omrim yotza, you are in fact yotze, they're not gozer, they don't think that this is a concern. However, then also, we also have a machlokas as to the size of the sukkah. V'she'ena machzek is elok de rosh of ruba bovat. And if the sukkah is only six tefachim, by six tefachim, it only holds the head and most of the body, so then you also have a machlokas. Beis Shammai post them in that situation, say, no, you need to have a minimum of 7 by 7. Well, Beis Hillel Mashir, and Beis Hillel says, no, 6 by 6 is adequate as well. So therefore, there is two ideas, two machlokas in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And therefore, when we started off the shiur today with the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, it was going in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai that says that the minimal size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and this is in fact the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The minimal size of a sukkah has to have 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Now, the Gemara asks a question, Man Tana Lohod Tana Rabbanon, who's the author of the following brisa? Now, this price is going to seem on the surface to go exactly like Rebbe. Rebbe just told us that the minimal size is 4 amma by 4 amma, and that's what the Gemara is going to suggest. This price that we're about to see, bring down, goes according to the opinion of Rebbe, but then we'll say afterwards, no, it goes according to the opinion even of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, Man Tana Lo Tana Rabbanon, who's the author of this brisa where it says, Bayis She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, a house that doesn't have the status of being 4 amma by 4 amma. So many dinim of a house don't apply to it. The dinim of a house require 4 ammas by 4 ammas. And we're going to list a whole bunch of things, which then the Gemara on the Yom Beis is going to explain in more detail. So right now, I'll just do them somewhat loosely. So number one, if your house doesn't have, if your room, your cheder of the house doesn't have 4 amma by 4 amma. So number one, potur min ha-mezuzah. There is no din of mezuzah. A mezuzah is required on a room or in a house that is at least 4 amma by 4 amma. Now there's a whole separate machlokas over here. Do you go and look at the square area? So this would be 16 square amma, and therefore if you had 8 by 2, it would also be 16 square amma, or does it must have at least a minimum of 4 in the length and 4 in the width? We'll leave that aside for now. In general, potur min ha-mezuzah, if it's 4 amma by 4 amma, then it's requiring a mezuzah. If it's less than four amma by four amma, then it doesn't require a mezuzah on the opening, the doorway into that room or that house. Likewise, umin amaka, there's a din, the person has to go protect himself. Many of the halachas that we learned out for COVID this year, in terms of how much you have to protect yourself, such as, for example, taking a vaccine, taking precautions to protect yourself, are learned out from the din of maka in the very last siman in Chol Shemishpat, where it tells us that a person has to go and make sure that he doesn't put himself into a dangerous situation. And if you do put yourself into a dangerous situation, you could have prevented it, so then you're held accountable. So that's a din of makkah. If a person has an area that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so then somebody could fall off it. So if it's an area that's 4 amma by 4 amma, it requires putting up a fence around it. So that's a din of makkah, that the area that's 10 tefachim above the ground has to be at least 4 amma by 4 amma in length and width in order for it to require a makkah. So that din is also 4 amma by 4 amma. Likewise, there is a special type of tzaras that can affect houses. Tzaras can affect people, tzaras can affect clothing, and tzaras can affect houses. In order for a house to potentially be able to be makabel negoyim, to have tzaras, it has to be a certain size, which is 4 amma by 4 amma. If it's 4 amma by 4 amma, it could get a nega. If it's less than 4 amma by 4 amma, even though it looks like it has a nega, it's not considered halachli a nega, it's not going to be matame anything inside. Likewise, they know nechlat bebati arichoma. There are dinim in terms of a stay achuza and bati arichoma in terms of when a person is allowed to buy back his property, how much you pay for it when you buy back, does it go out in the yovel? So there are dinim for a stay achuza for the family plot, and there are also dinim if you're selling a house in a walled city. So the din is that you have that year to go purchase it back. If it's a leap year, it's 13 months. If it's not a leap year, it's 12 months. Mi'es la'es, from that day that you sold it, you have 1 year till the year is up. In that year, you're allowed to buy it back. After that, the person doesn't have to sell it back to you. Now, these are called the dinim of bate arichoma. So the din is, in order for it to be included in the din of bate arichoma, you have to have a house that's at least 4 amma by 4 amma. If it's less than that, then it's not included in the din of bate arichoma. Now, the next din, v'ein chozin olav me'orchei hamuchama, we know that we have in the parsha where it tells us that if a person goes out to battle, ubona bayis chadash, but if he built a new house, so then he gets to return from the battle. Now, what is the definition of a bayis chadash? So the bayis chadash has to be a house that's at least 4 amma by 4 amma. If you built such a house and it's your first year, so then you're chozer from the battle. You don't have to go out to the battle. Ashabona bayis chadash applies only if the house is 4 amma by 4 amma. Likewise, din ma'arvimbo. This is din de Rabbanan. We all know the din of Erev. If you could have a whole bunch of houses that open up into a common yard, so min ha'din midoraisa, they're all Rishus HaYochid, and you can carry from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid midoraisa. The rabbi set up, however, this looks a little bit too much like you're carrying from your house into the street, which would be a Rishus HaRabim. When you're carrying into the courtyard, it looks too much like it. So the rabbi set up a din that if you're going from one person's Rishus HaYochid to another person's Rishus HaYochid or to a common Rishus HaYochid, you have to have an Erev. And this makes it as if all of you are living in the same house. So what you do is you gather matzah, pas from every single person, and you put it into somebody's house. And that makes it as if all of you are living in that house, and therefore it's one Rishus HaYochid. So, the Ein Ma'arvimbo, such a person who owns a house has to participate in the Erev. But if his house is less than 4 by 4 amos, so then he has no chiyuv to participate in the Erev. His house doesn't ruin it for everybody else. The Ein Ma'arvimbo. The Ein Mishtatvimbo. Likewise, if you have a number of chateras that open up into a mavoy, then you have to do the similar idea of an Erev, what's called a shituf mavoyos. We learned in Erev, and there are differences between the two. For now, practically, we're going to say that just like if you have a house, if it's 4 by 4 amos, it will ruin the Erev. You have to participate or else you'll ruin it for everybody else. But if it's less than 4 by 4 amos, you don't ruin it for everybody else. So too, if you have such a house, you don't ruin the shita of mavoyos. If it's less than 4 by 4 amos, so then you don't ruin it for everybody else. They don't have to make you participate in the shita of mavoyos. But if you do have a house that's 4 by 4, so then you have to participate or else you're going to ruin it for everybody else. Likewise, the emanichem bo'erev. We have to put this Erev, the box of matzahs that's collected from everybody and put into somebody's house. It has to be in one of the dayorim. It has to be in the house. As Rashi says, when they go collect the bread from every person, usually then, halach l'maisa, we use a box of matzahs which will last all year, won't spoil, so then they have to put it in somebody's house. So the person's house you put it into has to have a legitimate house there. He has to have a house that's at least 4 by 4 amma. If he doesn't have a house that's 4 by 4 amma, then you can't put it in his house. We turn to the Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Beis. Likewise, another din of a house, the ain osin oso ibur bein shtayayoros. This is another din that if you remember from Eruvin, that we said that every city, when you start counting the Tum outside that city, so you give every city what's called a karpaf. You give them a little space outside the city of 70 2/3 amma. This is known as shivim amma of a shrayim. The shrayim is 2/3 of an amma. So you go out 70 2/3, and then you start counting the Tum. What happens if you have two cities? So one city, city A, you go out 70 2/3 amma, and then right near it, you have city B, and you go within 70 2/3 amma of city B. So then this is considered one big city. But if each of them is 70 2/3 amma away from each other, so you have really 70 2/3 times two. So that's going to be 141 1/3 of an amma. If there's that much of a space between the two cities, so then they're considered as two separate cities. They're not considered all like one big dalet amos. Then in regards to the hilchos of Tum, it's considered only as dalet amos. But here it would be considered city A would be one separate city. That's dalet amos. And then as soon as you start going towards city B, now you keep on counting your Tum Shabbos as if it wasn't Dalet Amos. And when you get to the city, then there's no question. Do you count that city? If you encompass the entire city, then it still counts as Dalet Amos. But if you don't encompass the entire city, then you have to stop at 2,000 Amma. So this din of the distance between two cities, Enos and also Ibra Ben Shtei Ayaros, if you have a house that's right on the border of the 70 2/3 Amma, and again, you can see pictures of this in the Pirush Chai on page 7 in diagram number 23. The illustrated Gemara doesn't have a diagram here, but it's a very clear diagram in the Pirush Chai on page 7, diagram number 23, to see that if you have a house exactly at the midway point, 70 2/3 amma from city on the left and 70 2/3 amma city on the right, and it's within the 70 2/3 amma of each city, so then if you have a house that's 4x4 amma, that can combine the two cities halachically in regards to the din of Tum to be one dalet amos. But if it's not 4x4, so even though it's right there, it won't count to combine the two cities. Enos and also Ibor, Ben Shtei Ayaros, if it's not dalet amos, but dalet amos. And then it tells us furthermore, the Eino Achim, the Hashutvin, Cholkimbo. Likewise, if a house is not dalet amos, but dalet amos, one partner can force the other partner to split it. If you have a house, there's a certain size, so then one partner or brother can tell the other partner or brother, listen, I want half and you have half. So if it's a certain size, then you can force them to split it. But if it's not considered significant, so you can't ask them to split it. What you can say is either I'll buy it from you or you buy it from me. Here's the price. I'm willing to buy it from you for $100. So either you let me buy it from you for $100 or you buy it from me for $100. So that's how they can break up their partnership. But you can't just split it down the half and say, you take this half and I'll take that half. So they nachem. Yeah, Shutvin, either brothers or Shutvin. They obviously use the example of brothers because of Yerusha, that they got this from their father, or Shutvin, they're just partners. So you can't force somebody to break it up if it doesn't have a status of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Now, this Brisa, whose opinion is it in accord with? Is it in accord with the opinion of Beis Hillel that says the Chashivas of a Sukkah is 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim? Is it in accord with the Shita of Beis Shammai, 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim? Or obviously, isn't it in accord with the Shita, Lema Rebbe, who says that it is 4 Amma by 4 Amma, the Lo Rabbanan, and not the opinion of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? So it says, no, not necessarily so. Apilu Tamer Rabbanan. You could even say that this goes in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, because Ad kan lo k'amrei rabbanon. Now, the gears that we have is hossam, but it really should be hocha, because we're talking about over here in Sukkah. Ad kan lo k'amrei beis hillel b'shamay rabbanon hocha here in Sukkah, elyin Sukkah. They're only arguing about a Sukkah. Is it 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim or 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim? Because the diras arayi, they're saying, by definition, this isn't a normal house. It's a diras arayi. However, in regards to a house, a real house, I will be biased in regards to all the dinim that we mentioned in this brisa that deal with a house. So even Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the diras kevahu, afilu rabbanim, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are modu, that in this situation, we don't say 6 tvachim or 7 tvachim, the isbe arba amos al arba amos, then dayari b'inshe, v'ilo, lo dayari b'inshe, that there, they agree that in all those situations where you define it as a house, it has to be a house that's livable in. And everybody agrees that 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim isn't livable. It's a diras arayi. For a sukkah, it's fine. However, it's not going to be something that would constitute a house. So not only would that brisa go according with Rebbe, it certainly goes in accord with Rebbe. We're not saying it doesn't, but it could even go in accord with Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, because they only say their din of 6 tvachim or 7 tvachim by sukkah, which is a diras arayi, but not by a bias, which has to be a diras keba. Now let's go back and analyze different parts of the brisa and see the dinim, how they're applicable. I went through it quickly. Now we'll see it a little bit more in detail. Amamar. Whenever we have Amamar, we're going through different parts of the brisa or requoting something we just said. So the first part of this brisa was, we said, Patu min ha-mezuzah u min ha-maka. He said that there's no chiyuv if it's less than dalet amos by dalet amos, the prima zuzot, and if it's raised 10 tefachim above the ground, but it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, then there's no requirement to put up a fence. Not also to put up a fence, but there's no din of putting up a maki. You wouldn't make a bracha in that situation. Then it says, the ein mitame bin negoyim. Likewise, the house isn't considered a house in terms of getting negoyim to accept saras. Furthermore, we said that the ein o nechlat b'bati rechome. It doesn't have the din of b'bati rechome that you're allowed to go and purchase it back even against the guy's will within a year, and beyond that you can purchase it back against his wishes. But if it's a house that's less than 4 amma by 4 amma, then the regular dinim apply that you can purchase it back at any time. And the ein chozin alav mayorche hamilchama, we said if there's a war and this was an elective war and the person is asher bona bayis chadash, so this is considered a bayis chadash. It's 4 amma by 4 amma, he doesn't have to go to battle. But if not, then he does have to go to battle. It's not considered asher bona bayis chadash. Now, in all of these scenarios that we just brought down, mezuzah, maika, negoyim, bati arichoma, and mayorche and milchama, my time, why do we say that it's not a house? Because Gemara says, by all of them, it says, the bias gesiv behu behulu. By all of them, it says it has to be a bias, and a bias, by definition, is something you dwell in, and it has to be at least 4 amma by 4 amma. Nobody dwells in a 6 tevach or 7 tevach house. Now Gemara says, what about the other things? We said, the ein ma'arvim bo, ve'im mishtatvim bo. We said that you don't have this person, if his house is less than 4 amma by 4 amma, ruining the area for everybody else if he doesn't want to participate. It doesn't ruin the sheet of a bias for everybody else if he doesn't want to participate. And as well, we said, the ein minichim bo erev. But we don't, and we also don't allow you to go put the box of matzahs in his house if he didn't contribute to it, because he wasn't required to contribute to it, because his house isn't dalet amos by dalet amos. My timer, for these three dinim of, you don't require him to participate in the Erev or the Shituf, and you don't put the box of matzahs of the Erev in his house. Why not? Because my taima, the lo chozi l'dira, because his structure is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. It's not a dira. It's not an apartment. It's not livable in. And therefore, all of these, by definition, have to be somebody living there in order to participate in the Erev, participate in the Shituf, or to hold the house, to house the house that has the box of matzahs in it. It has to be a significant house. And this isn't considered significant, lo chozi l'dira. Finally, we said, however, that implies avoshitov mivayos menichembo, that we don't put the box of matzahs for the Erev there, but for the sheets of mivayos, you could put it there. How come there's a difference between the Erev? We say both of them ein ma'arvim ein mishtatvimbo, and we said ein menichembo Erev, but you're implying that you could put the sheet of in there. How come? My timer. So the Gemara answers, the lo gara mechatzah shebamavi, because this isn't any worse than the regular rules of a chatzah into a mavi. When you're being mishtatev, the various chatzeros into the mavi, it's not houses, it's chatzeros, and you don't need a house, as we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Yisur that we have is ditnan, which normally implies a Mishnah, but in fact, this is actually a brisa in the Gemara Neirvin, albeit the Rishash changes around the gears over here and says, kiditanya. Although we've mentioned many times that every now and then, the Gemara does have ditnan referring to a brisa, or ditanya referring to a Mishnah. In any event, let's change it like the gears of the Rashash to say ditanya. Erev echatzeros b'chotzer. You have to place the Erev for a number of houses that are ma'ariv together to make an Erev for the chotzer. It has to be placed bechotzer, in the chotzer. Now, that's incorrect. We'll have to explain this in a moment. And likewise, it says shitufe mavoy. When you're making the chatzeros into a combined group of chatzeros, and that's called Shituf Mavayos, that has to be placed in the Mavoy. Now, Avinu, we ask, what are you talking about? Erev Chatzeros Bechatzer? Is it really possible that you're thinking that you put the box of matzahs for the Erev Chatzeros in the Chatzer itself? But it says in a Mishnah, in Erevin, here we have the Dafka B'Mishnah, it says, V'atnan, it says, Hanosein Eruvo B'Beis Shar. If you were to put the Erev for the Erev Chatzeros inside a Beis Shar, it's like a guardhouse, or Achsadra Umirpesas. These are various types of structures. You can see diagrams of this, if you want, in the Pirush Chai. The Achsadra is found on page 290, because it actually is discussed in the Gemara much later on as well. So the Achsadra is basically like you have posts, and you have a ceiling on top of it. Or a Mirpeses is like an elevated porch area on the second floor level. So these types of structures are not capable of having the Erev Chatzeros put into them. And if in fact, the Mishnah there tells us in Erevin, that if you were to go and put your box of matzahs, your Erev, Hanosin Eruvo, the base shar, Achsadra, or Mirpeses, ain't away. That's not fulfilling the din that the rabbi set up, that you have to put it into somebody's house that's living over there. And likewise, these aren't considered adequate houses. So even if somebody's living in the Beis Shar, or somebody's living in the Yachsadra, or somebody's living in the Merpeses, they don't ruin it for everybody else if they don't participate in the Erev. They're not obligated to, because that's not called the Dira. Now, clearly, you see from this Mishnah that you have to put the Eruv Chatzeros in a house. So how can you tell us over here, Eruv Chatzeros Bechotzer? Someone says, you're right, you misunderstood that Brisa. El Eima, this is what the Brisa means. When it says Eruv Chatzeros, it means Babayis Shebechotzer. You have to put it in one of the acceptable houses within that courtyard. Again, in world today, when we have an area for a community, so they put the box of matzahs in the rabbi's house or in some other chosh of a person's house, the president or the area committee, whoever's house they put it into, that's where it stays. They put a box of matzahs so it doesn't spoil. You don't have to go redo it every week. So area chatzeros must be placed, but bias one of the houses in participating in that area in that chotzer, but not in the chotzer. And shitufay mavoyis likewise is placed bechotzer shibamavoy. You have to put the shitufay mavoyis food in the chatzer, one of the chatzeros that's participating in the shituf mavoyos for that mavoy. Now, since it's in the chatzer, it doesn't have to be in the house, so clearly, b'haylo gara mechatzer sheba mavoy. So, if you can put it into the chatzer, so you can certainly even put it into a house that's less than dalet amos by dalet amos. It can't be worse. Lo gara mechatzer sheba mavoy. The small, unacceptable house can't be worse than the courtyard. So therefore, by regarding a shitufei mavayos, you could put it into this house that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. But for the Erev, it must be in a real house, a real dwelling place. It's possible. It's not good if you put it in a Beis Sharach, Sadra, or Mirpeses, and those people don't ruin it for the rest of the Erev. So therefore, the house less than 4 by 4 also isn't acceptable to put the Erev in there. But for shitufei mavayos, it's allowed. Then we said, and the Brisa, we continue, Ve'ein osin oso ibur bein shtei ayoros. We said that if it was less than 4 by 4, and it's right midpoint between the two cities, the city on the left, the city on the right, and it's exactly at the 70 2/3 mark, so some of it's going into the left side at 70 2/3, and some of it's going into the right side at 70 2/3, but it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, so then it doesn't combine these two cities to be, in regards to Tchum, as Dalet Amos. And the Gemara explains why not. It says, Da'afilu kiburganin, because this house that's less than 4 by 4 doesn't even have the status of a burganin. What is burganin? So Rashi reminds us, this is a term we learned in the Gemara in Erevin. Rashi says this is a tzrif, a small little hut. Shosin min arov of economy, you make it out of reeds or types of willows. The shomer paris, it was used by people that are watching the fruit out there, so they'd have a place in the shade to stay. Oh, the tzayot, the opos, they're trapping birds, so they needed a place to hide. And we learned in Erevin, Tanya be'Erevin, Miketzim Avrin, so that burganin mis Avrin ima, that you could use these burganin to go and encompass the two cities to be considered like one city. But this house that's less than 4 by 4, it's not even like a burganin. That's what the Gemara is telling us, and therefore it's no good. Why not, my taima? Because burganin have a purpose. Chazul l'milsayu. They're able to be used to watch the fruits or to go and trap the birds. Other Rishonim give different reasons. The Ritva says that it was like a rest stop, a pit stop. Or the Ra'ah says that they use it to store fruits in there. In any event, it had a purpose, and it served that purpose. So therefore, it's considered a significant structure. So burganin can be considered a significant structure. But this less than 4 by 4 house, it's not good for anything. And therefore, it can't count to be combining these two cities and make them into Dalet Amos in regards to the halachos of Tum. Finally, the last halacha we brought down this brisa, Ve'eino achim v'ashutim chokim bo. What is this talking about? We said that if you have two brothers that are inheriting an estate, so that's why I use the example of achim, or just a regular case of two shutvin. Some have the gear, so achim hashutvin. In any event, when you're dealing over here with partners, so one partner can force the other partner to break up under certain situations and actually split the property. In other situations, as I mentioned, it's too small or it's not a significant enough size that you can force them to split it, because then they need to get nothing. So then you say, either you buy it from me or I buy it from you. But here we're talking about that if it doesn't have dalet amos by dalet amos, that's considered insignificant, and one partner can't say, listen, I'll take 1.9 amma and you take the other 1.9 amma. No. Taima, the less be arba amos. Clearly, you see from this brisa, that's because it's not considered significant. It doesn't have 4 amos. Implication being, ho is be arba amos cholkin, that if it did have dalet amos by dalet amos, you would in fact be allowed to divide it up. And one brother or one partner can say to the other one, I'll take 2 by 4, and you take 2 by 4. When you divide it up, you're not dividing it up into 2 by 2. You're dividing up into 2 by 4 and 2 by 4. So they could divide it up that way. Gemara says, really? What not? But we learn the Mishnah Bava Basra, which says, when you divide up an area that is jointly owned by different people. So you have a house going into it on one side, a house going into it on the other side, then you have the chotzer. And you can see diagrams of this if you're interested in the illustrated Gemara on page 6, in diagrams number 16 and 17 we'll be referring to, and on the various diagrams on page number 8 in the Pirush Chai. In any event, what we're saying now is, Ein Cholkin es haChotzer, we can't divide up the Chotzer, unless, actually, ba'arba amos lezeh, ba'arba amos lezeh. The minimum amount that you have to give to somebody is dalet amos. Otherwise, it's not considered something significant. And therefore, you either say, you buy it from me, or I buy it from you. But you can't force the other person to split it. One partner can't say to the other partner, listen, I don't want to sell you my share. I'd like to have my share, and I'll take care. So as long as each of them ends up with a 4 amos by 4 amos area, it's considered significant. Now, we just said that you could divide it up. If it was 4 amos, you could divide it up into 2 separate sections. Each one would get 2 amos by 4 amos, 2 amos by 4 amos. That seems to go against this mission above the Basra. Someone says, you're right. Ella Ema. This is what we're saying over here. Not that you could divide it up into 2 amos by 4 amos, 2 amos by 4 amos. Ella Ema. Ein bo din chaluki chotzer. If you don't have each house having 4 by 4 amma, so then it doesn't get involved in the din of chalukah. What is the din of chalukah? This is actually a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. This is as follows, Rashi says, that this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista is what's now coming into play. As Rashi says, umau din chalukah, kid Rav Huna, Rav Chista. This question of what chalukah is, that we're saying that this din applies to, if you don't have 4 by 4, it doesn't get involved in the din of chalukah, could go 2 ways, either like Rav Huna or Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Huna says, chotzer lefi pisochel mischalekes. You have a courtyard. Again, a beautiful diagram, easily seen in the Illustrated Gemara, page 6, diagram number 16. You have, on one side, 3 houses, smaller houses. On one side, a big house. Now, this was the Yerusha, let's say. And one brother said, okay, you have a choice. You take either the 3 smaller houses or the 1 larger house. So one brother took the 3 smaller houses, and one brother took the larger house. Rav Huna says, in this situation, how do you divide up the courtyard? So Rav Huna says, chotzer lefi pisochel mischalekes. So you don't divide up the courtyard 50-50, that would be Rav Chis's opinion, but Rav Huna says you divide up the courtyard based upon the number of houses, the number of pesachs, doorways that you have to the house, because each house requires a certain amount of space for its house. So therefore, in this scenario, we have 3 small houses and 1 large house, so you divided up the houses, they agreed to this, that one person will take the 3 small houses and the other person will take the 1 large house. But when you're dividing up the courtyard, the person who has the 3 small houses gets 3/4 of the courtyard. And the person who has the 1 house only gets 1/4 of the courtyard. This is the opinion of Rav Huna. That's the din of chalukah. And if the houses have at least dalet amos by dalet amos, so then they're included in this din of chalukah. As opposed to Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista Mar, no. No sin chopesach, chopesach, arba amos. I agree with you, Rav Huna, that you got to give a little space for each house. You can't ignore the fact that it's 3 separate houses. So you give, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, page 6, diagram number 17, very clearly. So you give each Pesach of these 3 small houses, you give them dalet amos in front of their house. So they each get dalet amos by dalet amos additional in front of the Pesach of their house. So once you take that into account, so then you're going to have 3 times dalet amos by dalet amos for the 3 small houses, and only 1 time dalet amos by dalet amos for the larger house. But then the rest of the courtyard, besides that dalet amos by each Pesach, the rest of this large courtyard is divided up 50-50. 50 goes to the house on the right, that is the bigger house, and 50% of the rest of the courtyard goes to the 3 smaller houses on the left, to the owner of those 3 small houses on the left. That's the opinion of Chista. No sin chol pesach chol pesach arba amos, and then bashar chol can also be shoved, and the rest of the courtyard is divided evenly. That's what this din of dalet amos by dalet amos is. If the house is significant, so then it's included in the din of chalukah. If it's not significant, it's less than dalet amos by dalet amos, it's not considered in the din of chalukah, and the din of chalukah is either going to be like Rav Huna or like Rav Chista. Because in each of these situations, you need to have a house that will be permanent in order to be considered for chalukah. So therefore, since it's a permanent house, it's more than dalet amos but dalet amos, yohiv no lei chotzer. However, in the situation where it's less than dalet amos by dalet amos, so high, the lemistar koi, it's only going to be knocked down. Nobody's going to keep this. It's not usable. It's not dwellable. And therefore, lo yavino lei chotzer. And therefore, we don't consider it to be part of the chalukah din. So whether you hold like Rav Huna, whether you hold like Rav Chista, as to what the din of the chalukah are, everybody agrees that the house is dalet amos by dalet amos, it's included in this din of chalukah because it's a significant dwelling. But if it's less than dalet amos by dalet amos, it's going to be eventually destroyed, and it's not going to be considered a significant dwelling. It's not considered in the din of chalukah. We're at the two dots over here, and we could go a little bit further, but this is a good break point. So with this, we'll conclude today's shiur.